Good morning. We have a story here in Luke chapter 10. And the title it has in my Bible is The Good Samaritan. How many of you know that story well? A few know the story well. Some others know it, sort of. Well, it's a good lesson for us to read and try to understand. Okay. Starting here in Luke 10, verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted Jesus, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. So, this was something that would, I guess, affect all of your life. If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That would definitely make a big change in your life. Jesus said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Who would you say that your neighbor is? Is it the people living next to you? Or evil. Yep.
That would be like
everybody that you interact with. Yep. That's right here. We'll see that at the end, I think. And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. So this, going from Jerusalem to Jericho, we assume he may have been a Jewish person. But thieves came out from the side of the road and they took his clothes and anything that they wanted that he had, and they beat him up and left him there on the side of the road. It says half dead. That would not be a fun place for any of us to be. Maybe not knowing if anybody would come along who would care for us, or we wouldn't be feeling good at all. So it says, And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So the priest was a religious person who would have been in the temple doing God's work there, representing the people to God. But he didn't have time to help a poor man at the side of the road who was beat up. He went by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Same thing. A man who was doing the work of God in the temple, preparing sacrifices and doing the work of the temple. And he didn't have time to help somebody who was beat up. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. He came to the man lying there. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. So we finally have somebody who cares about him. We'll see later they took care of him too. But the Samaritan man was not part of the Jewish people. The Jewish people didn't really like the Samaritans. Didn't want to have any part with them. But we assume that this man was helping the Jewish people here. The Jewish man who was laying on the side of the road. And it says he had compassion on him. And I guess the word compassion would basically mean caring about how another person feels and caring for their needs. We see that this is what he did. So this man who came along says, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. So he took care of his wounds that the man had, wrapped him up, and put him on his own donkey or horse or whatever, and he probably walked along beside the horse and let the man who was beat up ride the horse to an inn or a place to stay for a while. He took care of him. And the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, person who took care of the inn there, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. So now he left. Now the Samaritan man left the other man who was beat up with someone else to take care of him while he was gone. And he would come back and then pay whatever was needed there. Jesus says, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. So we see that it wasn't that he was somebody living next to him, that it was that made him a neighbor to him. It was because he showed mercy on him, had compassion, and took care of him. So, I guess, how can we be a good neighbor to those that we meet? Maybe care about their needs and what they're going through. Does anybody remember who Jim was talking about when he was sharing from Acts? There were, I guess, I think of 3 men that were talked about there. There were probably others as well. There's many people. But Peter and John, those are the ones I was thinking of. Yep. And also the man who was lame. So we might talk about them a little bit too. I guess about a month ago, when I was on my way to Plymouth Pond to meet some friends who are ice fishing, I think maybe any of those friends are sitting here on this bench. I was visiting Jonah's Ice Shack and Elliot and Tim and anybody else who showed up there. So I was going there, driving down the road, and I saw a man at the side of the road, and I didn't know if he was out of gas or not. He was just standing in front of his vehicle. I thought, well, maybe he's out of gas. He was about a mile from the gas station, so he wasn't very far. But if he didn't have a gas can, it would be really hard for him to get gas in his car from where he was. So I turned around, and he was out of gas. I had about 2 gallons of gas in my gas can, and I put it in there, and he was able to drive away. And that was a pretty easy thing for me to do. It didn't take much of my time. It didn't take much money. But I was able to help somebody who needed help. I don't know if he had any friends in the area or not. I think he came from Bangor or somewhere. So he was a little bit far from where he was coming from. But Yeah, I guess that's an example of how you can help others. And that was minor in comparison to what this man did. This man was on a journey, and he took probably a bit of time out of his day to help this man. And I don't know how much it cost, but he gave some money and said, whatever more is spent, he'll pay for this man. So I think a good thing for us to remember is that we aren't only supposed to be a good neighbor when it's easy for us, but sometimes it takes a lot of effort and time. And we're still to help others. And also, I was thinking about Peter and John this morning, how they took time for this man, the beggar man who was crippled. They could have walked by on their way to the temple and said, and the man asked them for alms, and they could have said, oh, we'll just give a little money to him and keep going to pray, because we want to make sure we get there in time for the prayer, and we might not have time to help him this morning. But they stopped and took care of his physical needs and spiritual needs, and that they were a good neighbor to the crippled man. So that was the story I had, and it's good for us to remember and put into practice to be a good neighbor to those that we meet, whether they live close to us or whether it's somebody we don't know and we see a need that we can help with. So that's what I had to share, and you can go back to your seats. Thank you for your time.